CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, Mommy wants to talk to you before you go to school, honey.
I've got to leave now, Mommy. I'll miss my school bus.
No, you won't. You have a few minutes. Now, listen, as you know, Mommy and Daddy are going duck hunting today, and we'll be gone by the time you get back from school this afternoon. And I want you to be a very good girl while we're gone, won't you?
How long will you be gone?
Well, I don't know exactly, dear. Several days, I guess, until Daddy gets some ducks. We'll certainly be home this weekend, I'm sure. And while we're gone, you'll be a very good girl and do everything Aunt Effie asks you to, won't you?
Hmm? Yes, I will.
Good.
See, I don't know why you're going duck hunting.
Well, frankly, I don't either, dear. Daddy's boss, Mr. Cranshaw, thought Daddy needed a little rest from the trip, European trip, I guess, and seemed to think I should go, too. I can't think of anything I want to do less than go duck hunting.
I heard that. It's very amusing, too, if you ask me. You know, for years, every time I've gone hunting with a gang, you've always hit the ceiling. Why can't you men ever take your wives?
Well, I'm eating my words now.
You'll have fun. There'll be no experience for you. Look, I better start loading up the car. You check on our food supplies now.
Aren't you going to stay in a hotel?
No, indeed, Betsykins. We are going to be way far up in the North Woods, Vemsex, practically wilderness. We'll be staying in a cabin that belongs to a friend of Daddy's boss. Beautiful lake surrounded by pine trees. Yeah, there's nothing like it.
So have a good time.
Thank you, darling. Kiss us goodbye now and go catch a school bus. And mind Aunt Effie while we're gone, and you help her and help take care of Bobby, too, will you?
I will, Mommy.
All right, come on now. I want to leave as soon as possible. Step on it now.
Here's Dorothy Collins. Fall means more entertaining, more dishes to wash. Protect your hands with new formula Touché, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicones. Hands badly hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work need new formula Touché with its wonderful healing action. Touché with silicones forms a protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Touché's beauty oils instantly moisturize, instantly start helping nature heal hurt, rough hands. Touché.
Touché.
My goodness, how much farther is it? We seem to have been driving for hours. In fact, we have.
Well, honey, I told you it was quite a ways. Look at the map, will you? I think we're almost to a little place called Beaver Lake.
Beaver Lake.
We turn off there, and I imagine the road won't be as good after that.
Well, according to the map, there aren't any towns after that either. Just a lot of dirt roads and a lot of lakes and rivers. What world are we getting into?
Oh, it's beautiful. It really is. You know, you get the feeling that you're living in another world. It's also quiet and peaceful. Just trees and lake and the sound of the forest. Makes you wonder why you live in a city, you know. Boy, sometimes I get the feeling that what I'd really like to do is give it all up, you know. Mm-hmm. Just live a simple life in the woods.
Simple?
Certainly. I mean, just have a plain cabin. We wouldn't have any of the repair bills we have now. All the endless upkeep.
Yes, I suppose that's true.
I wouldn't be getting up every morning to the clang of an alarm clock and rushing to the office instead of... We'd just wake up when we felt like it, you know. I'd go fishing and hunting so we'd have food. And children would play in the woods, learn the names of all the animals and the trees and wildflowers. Tell you one thing, we'd all be a lot healthier than we are now.
No telephone to keep ringing and saying, would you be on this committee or that committee or...
Yeah, that's right. Of course, there would be disadvantages, too. Running water, no modern plumbing.
Well, sometimes I think we're all spoiled anyhow. We act as though we have to have all those things or life isn't worth living.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When you come right down to it, for centuries, people have gotten along without certain modern conveniences, and I'm sure they were just as happy.
Happier.
Happy, yes.
Yeah,
proper. They had more time to see and appreciate the beauties of nature. Women didn't have to spend a week spring house cleaning and washing endless windows and vacuuming.
Yeah, and men didn't have to worry about what the boss said or did. Man was his own boss,
that's
you know.
Right.
Man had the responsibility of caring for his own family. It rested on his shoulders alone. By golly, I think man was better for it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you were born too late. It's too bad you weren't a pioneer.
Yeah, that's right. I'd have liked that, you know. Settling and clearing my own land and making friends with the Indians. Learning from them the best ways to fish and hunt and trap. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have liked that.
I can sort of see you, darling, sitting with the Indians, smoking a peace pipe,
yeah,
you know?
With the smoke curling up from the wigwams in the background.
Uh-huh. I'm glad now I came on the trip, hon. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're going to have the cabin to ourselves, let's pretend that we're pioneers, shall we?
Okay, sweetheart. Look, keep your eyes open for a sign that says Beaver Lake.
Beaver Lake,
that's
yeah.
Where we turn off.
Okay, Beaver Lake. What's the matter? Why did you stop the car? Are we lost?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't think so. My golly, do you realize how far we've driven without seeing a single house or a cabin or anything else?
I know.
Good thing I got gas at Beaver Lake.
Did Mr. Cranshaw give you directions on how to get to the cabin after Beaver
Lake?
Yeah,
he did. I'm trying to find him. Thought I had him in this pocket. here they are. Oh, darling, don't look so worried.
I'm not worried. It's just that suddenly we seem so alone in the world. This narrow little road through the forest and nothing but pine trees on either side. We haven't seen a single person for miles. You know, the forest seems to sort of close in on you. You know, you feel kind of panicky.
Yeah. Well, that's why people get lost in the woods. They get panicky and they start running without any sense of direction.
Uh-huh.
And you wind up just about where they started. Now, don't worry. We're on the right road. We haven't gone far enough, that's all. Now, let's see. According to Cranshaw's direction, we go past Eagle Lake on our
look,
left.
Look,
look at what? What's the matter with you?
Oh, Holly, he's gone.
Ah, who's gone?
Well, it's the funniest thing. I'm nothing.
Why?
It's so silly. I thought I saw an Indian. With a headdress. Everything. I mean, just all
this. Oh, you did, did you? Well, you're really getting into the pioneer spirit, huh?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. Goodness, the forest does make funny shadows, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, let's drive on. We can't be too far now. Well, this is it.
This is it? This shack?
Yep. Well, I mean, Mr. Cranshaw said it was small.
Small? Oh, stand still. I can't stand it. It looks like something out of Tobacco Road.
Come on now. Come on. Remember your pioneer spirit.
Oh.
Well, oh. Golly, I guess we have a little cleaning up to do. Oh, look out. Don't step on that broken glass, honey. Well, now, look, darling, after we get it all cleaned up and get a fire going, it won't be so bad, huh?
I have never seen such a shambles.
Well, look, darling, I suppose the guy that owns a cabin was up here with a few of his pals, you know, duck hunting.
Don't you men ever clean up a place? The beer cans? The paper plates? Why, they apparently didn't even carry out some garbage. Obviously, some animal has been here in here prowling through it. Oh, we can't stay here, dear. We just can't stay here.
Look, we're miles from anywhere. What are you talking about? Look, it won't take us long now to get this place cleaned up. I'll get a fire built in the fireplace, and we'll be as snug as two bugs in a rug.
I guess that's what we're going to be, too, two bugs in a rug. Why, one little room, not even bunks. We're going to sleep on the floor?
Now, look, for years you've wanted to come duck hunting.
You've always said it was such fun.
Well, we rough it, and it is fun. No, you're not going to be a poor sport right off the bat.
No.
Huh? Speaking of bats, I...
Oh, you.
Now, look, what... Why are we just talking about what a wonderful life the pioneers had? Well, all right. Now, look, get the place cleaned up. Then I'll bring in some nice soft pine boughs. We'll pick up our beds. We'll build a fire while you cook us up a little food. And we'll sit in front of the fire, honey. We'll listen to the wind in the pine trees and watch the moonlight on the lake and everything. Pretty nice, huh?
Yes, it sounds wonderful, dear. Now, let's see if we can find a broom.
Yeah. We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A young woman I know became emotionally distressed after going through some extremely trying problems. To get expert professional diagnosis and a subjective understanding of her emotional outlook, she arranged to enter a well-known clinic for a few weeks' stay. Before she left, a friend came to say goodbye to her. Her parting words were, "Be sure and write to me unless they chain your hands to the bed." Well, now, this kind of ignorance about mental and emotional problems actually hinders the fight for better mental health, throwing a cloak of fear and shame about illness that needs sympathetic understanding more than anything else. All of us have emotional problems at one time or another. Sometimes we can handle them ourselves. Sometimes we need expert help. To increase your understanding of our nation's number one health problem, send for the free booklet, How to Deal with Your Tensions, Box 3000, New York 1, New York. That address again, Box 3000, New York 1, New York.
Oh, for heaven's sake, dear. You better put the fire out.
Put it out. We'll freeze to death.
Well, this way we'll suffocate to death
well,
with the smoke.
It'll be all right. The wood's a little damp, that's all. How's dinner coming?
It isn't. With a wood-burning stove, things just don't heat up fast. I don't think the water in this tea kettle's going to boil until midnight. Oh, I tell you, no electricity, no running water.
Yeah, well, there's kerosene lamps here. If I could just find some kerosene.
Well, I'm cooking by candlelight, dear, like a real pioneer woman.
Yeah.
What amuses me is the way you men apparently come up here duck hunting and rough it like this and just love it. Yet at home, if there's the slightest inconvenience, you know, like no hot water, you just... Listen, stop blowing on the fire a minute and listen.
Ah, what?
What's that? Sounds like drums. Are we near an Indian reservation or something?
Well, I don't know. Could be.
Maybe I did see an Indian today all dressed up for a ceremonial dance or something.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Gives us a real feeling of being pioneers, huh? We even got Indians. What's the matter?
How far are we from the nearest town?
Nearest town? Oh, 30 miles or so. I don't know. We're really in the woods.
30 miles? You mean the nearest people to us may be Indians?
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry, dear. I don't think they're going to scalp us.
Well, no, but it gives you kind of a funny feeling. I mean, I've always felt that basically the Indians are still mad that the white men took away their land.
Yeah, well, you can't blame them.
I don't blame them. It's just that I don't like those drums.
Don't, honey, don't be silly.
I don't think I'm brave enough to have been a pioneer woman. I really don't. What if there were Indians lurking outside now, lurking behind the trees and in the dark with tomahawks? Know what I mean?
Oh, you and your imagination.
Oh, what's that?
Why, where? Oh, now cut that out.
I just wanted you to see what I meant. I'm kind of glad we're not pioneers, aren't you, dear?
Yeah, I sure am. Now, come on, will you rustle us up some grub? We got to be up bright and early to go duck hunting.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart.